Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this day and hope this provides you a little bit of motivation to begin your week and to get out there and, as they say, take on what needs to be taken on and to live through what needs to be lived through, but also to push just a little bit further into that life that God imagines for you and for the world. Well, to that end, I want to provide you some motivation around fatigue. Yes, fatigue. And you're like, I came on here to be motivated. What are you talking about, fatigue? Well, we all got some kinds of fatigue. If you don't, you're probably not fully human. You might want to go get that checked out. I mean, you might have some kind of superpower. But we'll all undergo some kind of fatigue. And so I want to talk about five types of fatigue that aren't talked about enough. And I think this is really, really, really important. We want to talk about the hard stuff and to be motivated how to take that on. So here's the fatigue and then a little bit of pointer of how we live through that. But number one, helper fatigue. And this type of fatigue is from pouring all your effort and energy into others while leaving none for yourself. Okay, so you pour it out, but you leave no energy, source to fill you back up. You just keep going and going and going. And then you wake up one day and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't get off the couch. I'm wiped out. I'm done. I got nothing. And that's not good, because perhaps you've been created to be a phenomenal helper. Maybe that's part of your spiritual gift in the world. But you got to make sure then you tend to the gift so that gift can continue on. So how do you pause a little bit and make sure your cup is being filled? Well, it's okay to sometimes say, I've done all I can. I need to take a break. I've done what's possible here, and I'm going to rest for a bit before I jump back in and serve. That is an okay thing to do and to say. So dealing with helper fatigue. Number two is depression fatigue. And what I mean by that is from fighting off and carrying the weight of negative, intrusive thoughts. Depression fatigue, fighting off and carrying the weight of negative, intrusive thoughts. You know, it's hard for us in community with our families, our friends. So often we want to present the positive, right? You are asked how you're doing and you're like, great. Or, you know, you just kind of put on that mask. Ha ha, we've all been living with mask on. But we've really been living with mask on for a very, very, very long time, much longer than 20 months, because we often hide behind those things that we're carrying. You know, and some of the stuff that we're carrying is a lot of that negative, intrusive thought. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Things are never going to change. All of that. And then, of course, in our social media world, too, we can get just stuff heaped upon us. And it gets to be so much. You're like, I don't know what to do with this. Well, with that, we don't ignore those negative thoughts, but we spend time balancing that with dear friends, people who understand us, people who are willing to walk alongside, people who will sit with us. So we can share what it is that we're filtering, what it is that we're carrying, but they can also mirror back to us some joy and some life and some love, some hopefulness. They can fill us with some of those positive thoughts that we need, because when we're listening to the negative, we often bounce those things away and we stop receiving them. Things are not all positive, nor are they all negative. There's a both and here. And we need to be able to sit together to work through depression fatigue. Number three is future fatigue. Future fatigue from spending so much time working towards a future goal that you neglect your needs in the present. Oh my gosh, this is a real one, right? You get a vision, a hope, a dream, and you work and you work and you work and you work and you work. It's like putting on maybe a huge event, those kinds of things, right? You're dreaming, you're planning, and you're scheming. You go, 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 go. And then that thing gets done and you realize, oh my gosh, I've never been so tired. You neglected your current need, the current conversations, the current deposits, the current understandings, the current rest that you needed because you were so motivated and so driven. And folks, that's wonderful. And that's good, but not if it's going to sap you and pull you down and that you're going to miss out on the pure joy of that thing that maybe you realized. So as you're working towards something, making sure you take time to care for yourself, knowing that sometimes it never comes as fast as you want it, but as long as you're moving in that direction, right, and caring for yourself along the way, when that thing is realized, whatever that accomplishment is, it will be even better. So pay attention to future fatigue. Number four is anxiety fatigue. Anxiety fatigue from being in constant fight or flight mode and never being able to let your guard down. This is like you're a boxer in the boxing ring. You got the gloves on and you're you know, just things are coming at you and you're just trying to knock those things down as they come. But eventually you're like, I haven't been able to just be me. I haven't just been able to pause. I haven't even been able to get out of the ring in a long time. And anxiety, folks, is a real thing. If anybody tells you, oh, no, you just kind of got to do these things, it's very simple, you can work your way through. No, we have to work on our anxiety. We need resources around us to walk through that. Again, people who can sometimes hold our hand as we're going through that. But that amygdala firing in our brain, the fight or flight, and all that that produces in the body, the chemical reaction, and not being able to let our guard down, there's physical things that begin to happen. Tummy aches, knots all over your body, aching back, all of those things. And it's shown to cause physical effect over time. And so we want you to be able to lay that anxiety down at times. No fight or flight, no freezing in the moment, but to see an alternative way through, an alternative pathway. Where again, steps are being taken, but we're not running, we're not fleeing, we're not fighting, we're not defending, we're simply standing in that place in the midst of the storm, knowing that we're held by a power greater than even ourselves. And number five is compassion fatigue from absorbing others' emotions, or even what you hear on the news, and experiencing sensory overload. Yes, compassion fatigue from absorbing others' emotions, problems, the chaos, what you hear on the news, out in the community, and the sensory overload. It just fries the circuit board. And so now, again, we've talked about this before. You can harden your heart a little bit. You can just experience emotional cutoff. I don't even want to go there. I don't care about any of those things anymore. You lose the joy of that. When actually compassion, when it's linked in a healthy way, there's care. And there is a way of nurturing people and nurturing yourself as you serve out of that compassion. But oftentimes, folks, that's heavy. And as you carry that, you have to find a way to set that down. And you can't carry everybody's emotions with you. Every human being is a bundle of emotions, but you got to work within what are your emotions? What are your reactions? What are your ways of moving through that? Letting others have theirs, you having yours, and as those are shared together, each carrying the weight that they can take on, but not more. Because over time, that will definitely pull you down. And so we don't want to lose out on the gift of service because you have compassion fatigue. Five types of fatigues here that aren't talked about enough in life. And maybe you're experiencing some of those. But if you are, again, take a moment after this podcast, reflect on this, maybe reach out to somebody, connect with a coworker, go for an extra walk this week, have a coffee with somebody, and really talk through where you're at on this journey of fatigue. And yes, remember in the midst of it, Jesus says, come to me all who are heavy burdened. Come to me who are all fatigued, and I will sit with you. I will listen to you. I will understand you. I will carry you. I will give you rest. And we all need some rest. And so take good care of yourself out there as you are staying motivated on this Monday. Until next time, good day.